eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys, Walt Disney World, and Universal Planning Podcast. We're your ghost host this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't actually be doing that for you. Listeners, welcome to another milestone episode 247.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it?
And let's just go ahead and say you'll want to stick around for the outtakes today.
Or do they?
It is April Fool's. Or do they? And this is we're going to say this. It's April Fool's Day, Craig, but this is a show going forward where we're going to give actual answers.
Okay.
We toyed with the idea of lying to you all for half an hour.
And those shows all are so popular.
Uh-huh.
Very.
But this is Like, Love, Loathe.
You didn't hear it from me.
The last time we did a Like, Love, and Loathe was at Universal City Walk, and coming off of last week's historic victory by Hagrid's.
Unbelievable.
We're heading back to Universal Studios, guys. You think the listeners are getting tired of Universal Studios?
I hope not.
Doesn't matter.
Listeners, I thought we were just doing
I hardly
this
knew her. So, we are going to go Like, Love, and Loathe from Universal Studios Florida's Diagon Alley, or as Harry says, Diagon Alley.
Correct.
Okay.
You know, when he's trying to.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why he gets all nasty and ends up in their own spot, doesn't he?
Now, we've all been to Diagon Alley.
Yes.
We've all spent the night in Diagon Alley. We've all dined. In Diagon Alley.
I think he meant an evening.
Oh, okay. I never slept.
Not the night.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't slept there?
No. The security guard that cut line at getting his pumpkin juice ran me out.
Well, guys, let's just jump right into it. I mean, Derek, you're going to be there in a few weeks. You getting excited?
I am.
Boone excited?
Yes.
Rachel excited?
I'm not sure about that.
Maybe she'll get there. But I'm going to let the oldest of the bunch get us started today, and that's very clearly Craig. Craig.
Sorry, I was asleep.
But we know in 2050 he ages the best.
He does.
What do you like about Diagon Alley at Universal?
So I always have to keep separate because it's Like, Love, and Loathe. So sometimes I get my likes, my loves messed up.
And make sure you keep Diagon Alley and Hogsmeade separate.
Correct. Yes. Correct. So what I like is... I'm going to go with the Leaky Cauldron.
Mm.
I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
What do you like about the Leaky Cauldron?
I like the food choices, and it kind of does give that feeling. It all does, but especially the Leaky Cauldron kind of gives that Harry Potter feel.
Yeah.
Of when you eat there. The food's really good. I'm trying to think what I got last time we were there. Fish and chips. Well, I think
you can get a butter beer there.
We've also got a shepherd's pie there, I think, before. Yeah. And you can get a butter beer there as well. I like the Leaky Cauldron. And y'all ate there before too.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on?
I'm a big fan of the Leaky Cauldron. It puts you. I think it's a good way to get introduced to.
Yeah.
Diagon Alley. It puts you, like you said, it puts you right there in the movie. The inside theming is great. You can mobile order there.
Right.
And they bring the food to your table.
You need to mobile order there.
Yes. You had some issues with that.
Yes, you do not need to stand in line.
But you can mobile order there. They bring the food to your table. I had a Scotch egg. Mm. There, which I actually enjoyed.
I love Scotch tape eggs.
No, something different.
Oh. I like that you can get a butterbeer there without having to wait in a long line to get a butterbeer.
Right.
Pumpkin juice.
And I like the sign outside the Leaky Cauldron because it is there's a little sign with a witch in a cauldron and it's just dripping water. It's one of those neat little details at the Leaky Cauldron. What do you think about the Leaky Cauldron, Derek? Have you eaten there?
We've eaten at one of them. I can't remember if it was that one or the one in Hog's Three Broomsticks.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember which one it was.
Yep.
I think it was Three Broomsticks. So, no, we have not eaten at Leaky Cauldron. But
you need to do that.
Do it.
Okay.
You're going to do it. You're going to eat there.
I will.
What's it like for you, D?
I like the live entertainment.
Hmm.
In Diagon Alley.
Yes.
Sometimes it's more scary.
It's over on the Carket Market side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you go in and go to the left, which I didn't realize for the first few days were there. There's a second entrance to Diagon Alley. There's like the main entrance where you go through the bricks,
mm-hmm.
and then there's one over to the right which takes you directly into Carket Market.
So you got
which is covered, by the way.
Tales of the Beetle the Bard.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have Celestina Warbeck.
Yeah.
And there's different live entertainment at mm-hmm. Hogsmeade too.
Correct.
But I think if this were Hogsmeade, I would probably love the live entertainment, but I just like it over here.
And for that matter, I mean, I don't want to take away from maybe an answer you have too, Matthew, but you can add in with other entertainment the night bus.
Yeah, which
as long as
there's
well
stuff
as the
outside yeah, on the London waterfront, I guess. Mm-hmm.
And the wine shop, that's entertainment as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've got...
And when you go into Gringotts Bank, you have a goblin
yes.
that will speak to you.
Yep. Is that for the exchange or exchange of money in that one?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, the money
yep.
exchange.
Yep. So, yeah, I don't want to keep going, but you get the dragon's kind of entertainment.
Yeah, the dragon is considered live entertainment, right?
Yeah,
the dragon breathing fire.
That's really cool.
Yep.
But
that's
good. I would say that's my like.
I think the first time I ever went, I didn't expect all that. I didn't really. The next time I went, we really mm-hmm. took our time and kind of traveled through mm-hmm. everything. So there's a lot more there than you think.
Mm-hmm. I like Escape from Gringotts.
Mm.
I really like Escape from Gringotts. It's a ride. I wouldn't necessarily say I love it,
right?
But I think it's a well themed ride. I really enjoy the queue. Of course, if I'm going to Universal, I'm going to ride it and ride it multiple times. But I think it's really well done. It's not, you know, as we debated a few weeks ago, it's a great ride. It's not like an elite ride, in my opinion, but it's something I really like. And so that's my like. Y'all like Escape from Gringotts?
I do.
Yep.
The only ride over there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can like it or love it. Which one?
I like it.
I think like it is a good choice.
Craig, what do you love?
I'm kind of torn between two, but I'm going to say I love... Because you guys probably might see the other one. I love Nocturne Alley. Mm. I love to, again, that's one of those things, the first time I went, kind of went through it real quickly, but when you slow down and the singing heads and things like that, mm-hmm. it's really neat. If you take your time and really notice a lot of the details. That's the thing, the whole thing about Diagon Alley is you got to notice the details. Like even if you go to like the book in the window that's...
So you said details?
Yes. Mm. What's the book in the window where it's the
monster book of monsters?
I mean, yeah. Just stuff like that where you don't catch it, but you get those. And Nocturne Alley is full of those things.
Uh huh. I'm gonna go next.
Okay.
Because sure. Mine's similar. I was gonna say the interactivity,
right,
of Diagon Alley.
Right.
Like, I think it's so immersive, and the details are part of that. Like, I love just looking around at the windows. I spent about an hour one day just going around and looking at the different window storefronts, like the snake that is in that one
right.
window. Of course, you've got the different – what's the guy in the second book? Gilderoy Lockhart.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking on his books like it is right. in the movies. You got the Monster Book of Monsters. And then the interactivity of it all. Like, I don't need a wand to make the effects happen, but yeah. I like watching – other people do the effects.
I was saying about that last time we were there when it was raining and we watched those people over there with entertainment yeah. is with the fountain.
And that's something else that's nice out. Too is, you know, Nocturne Alley is obviously covered. Carket Market is covered. If it is raining, there's plenty of places.
Right.
Like you can just walk around Diagon Alley for a long time and it's just all so interactive. Moving pictures on screens and, you know, even the hat popping up out of the Weasley's Wizard Wheezes.
Yes, yes.
So the storefronts and people performing the tricks with the wands, it's just, I mean, they do a really good job, I think better than Disney, of putting you in the world. I've told people,
right.
I think Diagon Alley is more immersive than Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. That's just my opinion. But I love the interactivity of it all. And you can go in there and not even ride a ride. Like, we went and watched the wand show
mm-hmm.
at Ollivander's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't have any intent on buying. None of us bought a wand, mm-hmm. but it was cool to see that.
Right.
And so it's just observing in that land. You don't have to ride anything to really get a lot out of Diagon Alley. So I love the interactivity, Derek.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
My love would be, it's pretty simple. I love the entry, walking into Diagon Alley. You hear the bricks moving around.
Right.
And it's just like it was in the movie. I mean, they don't have the visual effect, but
right.
the sound is there. And there was a few times when we went that we walked by and we were like, I know the first time we went for sure. We
yeah.
were like, where's the entrance?
How do you get in this place? Yeah. yeah.
and then you walk in and I hear that noise, something from the movie like that. And mm-hmm.
Don't you know when they built that, they were kind of like, will people get this? Yeah. You know, it's such a great.
And so, I mean, that's my love. Something simple as an entrance to a land.
Yeah.
I really love that.
And if you're a fan of the books, like, it's just, yeah. It's so cool. So cool how they've done it.
And I have to say, again, a bonus love is ice cream shop. I've got some good ice cream. Well, good. You can throw that in there with the butterbeer and the pumpkin juice and things like that. The ice cream, the butterbeer ice cream is pretty good.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
The soft serve is, absolutely.
Yep.
Well, that brings us to the tough part, guys. I think there's a lot more we could talk about that we like or that we love. But what do we loathe about Diagon Alley?
I'll say, and it's really in a bad loathe, but I think it's just a loathe because it's something I have to pick. I'm going to say a loathe is the tightness of everything. I think it's almost too. It gives you the feeling though of the mute movie,
mm-hmm.
But like when you go in the magic shop. I feel claustrophobic almost trying to shop in there. Mm-hmm. Just because there's so many people in there, and that's walking down any of the alleys and things like that. When you try to go put your stuff in the holding places for the ride, it's just people everywhere. I mean, then that's part of it. That's just how it's supposed to feel. But for me, that's just kind of a little too much. They could have made it a little bit bigger.
I will say they did it. It's not as bad as it is in Hogsmeade. And, like, that was something they clearly mm-hmm. learned from Hogsmeade. Is they did try to make Diagon Alley, give it a little more breathing room.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I can see. I mean, it's obviously always going to be the most popular part of that park.
Right.
And that's where people are going to be swarming to. Derek?
This could be a space problem just for Universal Park in general. Kind of like what you're saying, Craig. But I kind of loathe that you can't get on the night bus and explore it. Or have it ride around.
Yeah.
Like
that'd be cool.
Like the double decker at or omnibus at Magic Kingdom. Something like that. I think that would add a lot to your environment if it dropped you off at the Leaky Cauldron or
right.
Or something like that. And it's more of a space issue than anything when you try to work something like that out. But I think it'd be really cool just if you could just go on the night bus, which you can step up there and look in there, but they don't let you go all the way through it.
Right.
Or anything. So I think it'd be cool to see from the top level. So that would be, it's not much of a loathe, but.
Yeah. It's hard to find a loathe.
Yeah. Because I really enjoy that land. And I enjoy it more than Hogsmeade.
Right.
And that could be more of the spacing of everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I loathe the fact that there's only one ride. Now, you do mm-hmm. have the ride. And again, it may be a spacing issue. You do have, I guess if you want to say you have the Hogwarts Express, but even it's not technically in Diagon Alley. I think for a theme park land to really go to that next level, it has to have more than one ride.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they do a great job of creating a land that doesn't necessarily need a ride, but I think just having another experience, even if it's something small, like maybe an indoor kids type ride, somewhere tucked away over there, like behind Carket Market, we're looking at the map right here, there's possibly, you know, that side of the park in Universal, there's really nothing over there.
Right.
So I'd love to see them build that out and maybe add a second ride.
I wonder if that's where they have a lot of stuff for Halloween.
I loathe it. Like, I'm getting angry. I'm getting shaken mad thinking about it right now.
I think it's interesting. I've always thought this, the entrance to Hogwarts Express is outside of that. I would have thought they would have had it like kind of connected to Diagon Alley.
Maybe it's so it's not even more crowded.
That may be it. And that's the other thing. Everybody skips that from the outside. Derek said you don't really notice that. The other things, too, you don't notice, like the what's the guy in the window? If you knock on the door.
Oh.
You've got the phone booth.
Creature, yeah.
You've got the phone booth. You've got, if you notice the numbers on the doors.
If you go like the movie, they are the train station.
It's not in Diagon Alley.
Yeah,
right. It is cool how the night bus, the shrinking head, will talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's really neat.
I wonder how they do that. I don't know how they find those guys to play that role.
I don't either.
That's kind of tough.
I love Diagon Alley, though. Derek, I'm excited for you to get to see it in a few weeks. Talking about it makes me want to go back.
Let's go.
Tomorrow.
April Fools.
Listeners,
you guys fell right for there.
We did. He's excited mean, about I this think. Holiday. Listeners, what do you like, love, or loathe about Diagon Alley? I'm sure we missed a lot of things. The ice cream shop, fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
The Hogshead, which is where you can go get different
just your drinks.
Drinks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Otter's fizzy orange drink is really good there. Head on over there tomorrow. And if you need help getting there, contact me. Or DNC
there,
Travel.
There you go. Sound like, what's his face again?
Which one?
Mongello?
No, the actor with crooked nose and...
Owen Wilson?
Owen Wilson.
I mean, if you want to go there, then go. Don't let time and space prevent you from getting there. Just
let me help you.
Let me help you get there. And that brings us to a segment we like to call...
Greatness. Change the tone there a little bit.
It did change the tone. I didn't like it.
For today's Grim Greatness question, we have to fix our loathe.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, yeah.
So, right. I'll get us started here. I'm going to put in a ride kind of behind Carket Market that you will enter somewhere from towards something, and this will be a small ride geared toward kids, because Gringotts is a little intimidating for some of the younger ones.
Yeah,
I don't think it necessarily needs another thrill ride, so I'm going to put in an indoor ride. And what is it going to do, you ask? That's a great question. Had I just seen the Harry Potter movies, I could have a much more readily available answer for you.
What if it was a carousel?
No, we don't need any more carousels.
They don't even have a carousel.
They have them over in Islands of Adventure. They got the carousel. Yeah.
But no, but a carousel with items. You could have a broomstick to ride. You could.
Okay.
You could ride the Buckbeak. You could ride.
I was thinking more of a hybrid spinner. Something almost like Alien Swirling Saucer.
Oh, okay.
Like, not the teacups, not just a spinner like that, but something, mm-hmm. you know, a flat ride like that. Maybe you're riding around on broomsticks or in a sorting hat and maybe, like, there's projections of Dementors on the ceiling, even though that might scare kids.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't thought this out quite a bit.
Doesn't sound like
it. Or maybe
it.
The ride's at the Shrieking Shack. So there's my answer. A kid's ride. I'm putting it in behind Carket Market.
Well, it wouldn't tie into Diagon Alley, but you could have it'd be more in Hogsmeade, I guess. But you could have like you were saying, a swirling salsa ride, but it could be associated with the Whomping Willow.
Oh. Yeah, that would be cool.
Ooh. Like you're dodging the Whomping Willow or something.
Or even if they had a walkthrough attraction in the Room of Requirement. And when you walk through it, the room changed somehow.
Nice.
High capacity attraction.
Like that, yeah.
Craig, how are you going to fix the tightness of it all?
I think it's easy fix. Maybe not easy fix.
Blow it up.
But I think if you do more in Carket Market, I think you draw more of a crowd over there. I think with their... They've only got those two stage shows. I think there's more space back in there. They could do more stuff all the time. They could have live entertainment going on all the time, like street performers. They could have some different things being sold or demonstrated back there. But I think there's a lot more
room.
Hey,
this is Tinkerbell. Let me show you how to use your magic broom.
Get a picture with Tinkerbell. Let me give you a kiss on the cheek.
Ma'am, you need to be at that other park.
Ma'am, I don't think you're actually a character. I think that that space is not used as efficiently as it could. Thus, you have all the crowd walking down the main street. That's what I would do. Hey. Plus, you also have the backside over there where the bathrooms are. That's kind of not as many people over there as well.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of on that main strip through there, and then going into the ride. I think you could like move that around a little bit and maybe help that out. That quick fix, I think. But that's my thought.
I think. After hearing Matthew's about a ride. I'm thinking you have, for mine to fix being able to go on the night bus, you have a night bus ride.
Mm. Ah.
And it delivers you to Diagon Alley. That would be...
Well, it's like we said earlier, you got all that...
I mean, you got...
There's not a lot of people out there in front.
Some sort of... Make it a dark ride, make it a trackless ride.
Mm-hmm.
Sling them around.
Sling them.
And maybe that... So. Ooh, that maybe that's where you could add even more space to it, too, is do more stuff out there where the bus is. Like, have Harry Potter's house out there, or have... You know, some things that aren't necessarily in Diagon Alley would kind of be
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think that I would mesh mine and Matthew's into to fix mine.
All right. Well, guys, good answers. Listeners, what do you think? How would you improve Diagon Alley? What do you love about it? Let us know in the comments. Guys.
Or don't.
Or email.
Happy April Fools.
And I just want to say before we sign off here, I still apologize about last week. I mean, I don't know how it turned out like that. I'm just still verklempt.
Betwixt and between?
Betwixt and between how Guardians did not win.
Well, I'm sorry. Listeners, in spite of that, as you leave, be sure to...
Beware the Jackie Ghost.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Hello, Governor.
Was that Harry Potter?
Hello, Harry. You stumbled into me graveyard and discovered the grim, grinning guys. Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We're your ghost host this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down again. Start over.
I feel like this is more Jack Sparrow than it is.
It was like me going... angry old lady.